This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Chase and Big Joe on this Wednesday, 102.5 The Game. Chase McCabe with you. The Predators still got a little bit of a break before they're back at it with the Olympics going on, but we're catching up now with Brady Shea, Preds defenseman, who joins us. Brady, how you doing?
Doing well. Just got back from a little vacation, which was nice, and then at the rink now. I actually have our first practice today, so everything's good.
So what does this do for a team like you all that you've been playing well, you're in the thick of it with the playoff race, now to have, and every team has to deal with this, now to have kind of a reset in the middle, you know, how much of a benefit is that?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, I think obviously physically for your body, it's obviously great to get a little rest and kind of recover. And if you have any like nagging injuries, to get rid of those. And I think, you know, this next stretch here, the last couple of months, is going to be huge for us and for everybody. It's going to be a sprint to the finish, tons of games and not a lot of time. So I think the team that comes out of this break feeling good and playing well will have a great chance.
So I know you've been on vacation. Have you taken some time to watch the Olympics, or are you like, hey, I got to get away from hockey for a little bit?
I've watched a little bit of it. I've watched the U.S. games, most of them, and it's fun to watch just the skill level that's out there, and seeing the highlights of the other games with Yost and Juice and Phil and Eric. So it's obviously great to watch, and I think the next few games are going to be really, really exciting.
Well, and I think maybe you think like me. I'm hoping it's U.S.-Canada is the matchup, because I think everybody wants to see that. But you're right. There's a lot of talent with the other countries as well.
There's a ton of talent. I mean, every team is difficult to play against. Every team has guys that are stars in the NHL. And obviously, I'm hoping for that same U.S.-Canada. I'm hoping U.S. comes out on top.
Absolutely. Brady Shea is with us, Preds defenseman. So you now have some time to practice. Obviously, the guys that are still playing, you know, will join you later. What does this give you guys an opportunity to work on that you can't when everything is going on as tight as it is?
Yeah, I mean, I think just kind of nailing down our systems, all that stuff, really finding the way that how we need to play to be successful. Obviously we've shown that this year, that when we play well, we can play with anybody. And I think just that this next week or so, getting back to that and trying to play a little more consistent in that way. And so I'm sure we'll be doing some video and then going on the ice and trying to implement those things that we learn.
You know, with Juice still playing, you know, how does this help Eustace and you guys as defensemen that really don't get to see him in net a lot because Juice takes a bulk of the games?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be great. I think, we do see both guys in practice all the time. So we do have a great relationship with Big Juice as well. But with Little Juice at the Olympics, obviously gives him a lot more reps in practice and just that much extra work. So it's good.
So how do you prepare mentally for the schedule down the stretch? Because I mean, it was tight before. I feel like it's going to get even tighter, and you're playing basically every 48 hours here on out.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to stay as focused as you can. I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, obviously it's going to be, you know, every team's going to be in the same boat. There's going to be games where you're playing back-to-back and teams are tired. And I think just staying focused and staying with our system and playing the way that we know how to play is going to be the biggest key for us for sure.
Brady Shea is with us, Predators defenseman. So how do you look at your own game individually as you go through a season like this? You know, you mentioned earlier that the way the team's playing, things are coming together. How do you feel like you've done individually?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's been better. I think this year, I think obviously my point production isn't probably where I want it to be, but, you know, as a defenseman, that's not everything. I think I've done a good job defensively and, you know, on the penalty kill and, you know, trying, you know, play against other teams' top lines. I think that's really important. So, that's been great. I've you know, playing with Yost the last few weeks has been a ton of fun. And, yeah, I think obviously there's still room to get better, and I'm working on that all the time. So it's been good, and hopefully we can just keep improving.
You've been in this league a long time, Brady. When you play alongside Roman Josi, a guy that's won the Norris Trophy, you know, what do you learn from him? Just watching him do what he does.
Yeah, I mean, there's a ton. I mean, I think just he has an unbelievable skill set. First of all, like an elite skill set that allows him to do things that a lot of guys just aren't able to do. And no, I think just his confidence with the puck and the way that he, you know, kind of controls the game is something that myself and a lot of defensemen can look at and try to resemble and learn. And but yeah, he's so fun to watch, and he's been playing great, especially I think this last month or so he's been kind of on fire. So it's hopefully he comes back from the Olympics. I heard he's playing great over there, and I watched a little bit and seen him flying around in some highlights. So hopefully he can brings that right back to us, and I'm sure he will. So he's our leader, and yeah, like I said, I try to learn from him every day.
No doubt. Brady, appreciate the time today. Good luck with practice. Enjoy the rest of, you know, not playing games, but I know you guys will be on the ice, and we'll talk again soon.
Perfect. Sounds good. Thank you. Talk to you later.
And that is Preds defenseman Brady Shea joining us here on the program. Joe and Nick will have more coming up next here on 102.5 The Game.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.